Morning, church. How's everyone doing? Alrighty. My name is Tyler Paulus, and today I will be talking about forgiveness through the parable of the unmerciful servant. The question is, though, what is forgiveness? Well, forgiveness means to accept an apology, to get rid of a grudge, or to cease to feel angry. So to start off, I will read you guys the parable, which is in Matthew chapter 18, starting at verse 21. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times?" Jesus answered, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times." What he's meaning by that is 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle his accounts with his servants. As he began settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to pay his debt. Since he was not able to... the servant fell on his knees before him and begged, "Please, be patient," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, just let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. "Pay back what you owe me," he demanded. So his fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, "Be patient with me, and I will pay back." But he refused. Instead, he went off, had the man thrown into prison until he could pay back the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant back in and said, "You wicked servant. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you?" In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he paid back all that he owed. This is how my heavenly Father would treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. So my question for you all is, what do you think Jesus meant by telling Peter this parable? Well, from studying this parable from the past week, I have come up to a conclusion that Jesus is talking about forgiving others. Jesus, our Lord and Savior, gives us mercy and forgives us every day, multiple times a day, if not 100 times a day. He wants us to forgive others when they sin against us. And to be honest with you guys, it's actually sometimes hard for me to apologize also. And the hardest time that I've personally had trying to apologize to someone was when my biological dad left me and my little brother and gave us up for adoption. And we haven't heard or seen from him in over 5 years. But I'm glad that God has given me the dad that I have now, Vince, because I wouldn't have learned anything that I know now that I wouldn't have with my boss would have. And I still ended up forgiving him. And I hope that he finds a good path with God. And so when I was 14 or 15 years old, I saw this one video this one time of this guy who ended up killing a father's son. And he goes up to the murderer and he says, "I forgive you." And the murderer was like, "Why did you forgive me? I've done a horrible thing." And the father goes, "Because that's what Jesus would want me to do." And he goes on telling the murderer of the parable of the unmerciful servant. And they end up hugging after that and crying on each other's shoulders. And the father personally asked the judge himself if the murderer can just do community service and talk about how horrible murder is instead of going and doing jail or prison time. And the judge granted that request. So what I'm going to leave you guys with today is that God wants us to forgive everyone when they sin against Him. God also wants us to forgive each other, not just once, but each time we are asked to forgive. Can you pray with me, please? Dear Heavenly Father, please help us to love one another as you have loved us. Teach us to forgive each other, even when it seems hard. Thank you for forgiving our sins and showing us mercy and love every single day. We love you. It's in your precious name I pray. Amen.